I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends. It's Wednesday today, so it's time for us to take a moment here now to ground into the body and connect with our breath. This week on the show, we are working on eliminating some distractions in our life. And of course, I want to use today's opportunity to meditate, to do the same thing in this moment. So getting really, really present in the here and now, regardless of what's happening around you.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Let's find a comfortable seat. You can uncross your legs if you're sitting in a chair and just ground the soles of the feet down to the earth. Relax your shoulders and sit up a little bit taller. Just create more space here within the body. Let's take a deep, full breath in through the nose. And through the nose, gently release it back out. Let's do that a few times. Inhale in through the nose. And gently, softly release all of that breath back. One more breath, inhale. And this time, open the mouth and release. So bring the breath back in through the nose and take your own time just to steadily find a good rhythm for your breath. So we're not altering the breath too much. We're not shifting anything big. You're just letting that subtle inhale and exhale flow through the nose just the way you are. And as you continue to do that, I want you to become very, very aware of the sounds of your surroundings right here. So yes, of course, you hear the sound of my voice, but notice what you can hear and take in, what the soundscape of this moment is like. Perhaps in the midst of the silence, you can hear sounds of cars passing by outside, or maybe what you hear is the sound of the breeze and the wind and the trees. Maybe you hear the sound of your own breath or the beating of your own heart. Take a moment here to notice. And as you listen to everything that's unfolding around you and also connecting to what's unfolding within you, notice any attachment that you might have in your mind to the sounds that you can hear.
We tend to label some sounds as good and pleasant, other sounds as annoying or distracting. And see if you can just listen to this moment and allow it to unfold the way it is without any judgment attaching to what you can hear. So if you hear a car pass by or the sounds of a police car or something really noisy outside, just notice that, but let it remain a sound rather than having it become noise. And keep shifting your awareness here back to the breath. Notice what you can hear and stay with the breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And now remaining present with the sounds unfolding around you. Staying with the presence already here that you hold within the breath. Noticing now any thoughts that you have passing through your mind that might be showing up and then disappearing again. Or perhaps you have the same kind of thought repeating in the back of your head. Just pay a little closer attention to what your mind is actually telling you now. Oftentimes when we're in a practice of centering our awareness on one point and one moment, the mind will come in and distract a little bit. And then it's our job to just bring ourselves right back to the breath, right back to this moment. So just practice here, maintaining your awareness on the breath and on the sounds you can hear around you, letting these two points be your anchor in this moment, regardless of what's happening in your mind. Slow, steady breaths in. And slow, steady breaths out as you notice every subtle little sound and shift happening around you. Letting this moment here now become your one and only priority. And anytime a thought comes up in the back of your head or a little judgment or a little voice, anything at all that distracts you from this one precious moment, let that be your sign to just bring yourself right back. You shift that awareness away from the thought, away from the distraction, and you come back to the breath. You return to the sounds that you hear in this moment, and you anchor in the here and now. Inhales and exhales, just like this. And the longer you stay here practicing this art of remaining present, even though there might be distractions within or without, remaining here will give you more and more space of silence in the in-between. And gradually it'll become easier to stay grounded regardless of what life throws your way. So you can choose to stay right here the way you are, just breathing, just steadying yourself in this moment for as long as it feels good to you. Thank you so much for joining me for this daily practice. I'll be back tomorrow.